Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Wednesday, November 9th, and we've got the latest news you need and want to know. Plus, we talk about how artificial intelligence art generators are using artists' work without their permission.
His name had been used to generate around 90,000 AI images. He just said it felt like something that was happening that was out of his control.
But first, here's the latest.
Control of the Senate may come down again to Georgia. The race between Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker is heading to a mandatory runoff on December 6th. Neither candidate secured enough votes to clear the 50% hurdle. Other races we've been watching: in Wisconsin, Republican Ron Johnson has officially beat Democrat Mandela Barnes. Mail-in ballots for key races in Nevada and Arizona will take days to count, but Democrat Mark Kelly has the lead over Republican challenger Blake Masters in Arizona. And in Nevada, Republican Adam Laxalt is holding onto a lead over Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. And overall, in both the House and the Senate, it wasn't nearly the red wave many Republicans wanted. Speaking this afternoon, President Biden praised voters for turning out.
Our democracy has been tested in recent years, but with their votes, the American people have spoken and proven once again that democracy is who we are.
If financial markets love certainty, Tuesday's election results were enough to send investors running. All three major indexes closed down today, but Insider's Brian Evans says the afternoon slide was also about crypto uncertainty.
Cryptocurrencies have actually kind of taken over the big picture of the day. FTX went from having a deal done with Binance to now Binance seemingly leaving the deal, and it's actually sent a lot of cryptocurrencies lower throughout the day, although Bitcoin has regained some ground, but it's definitely sparking a lot of turmoil in the market, and I think there's only more room to go down from here. And it's quite surprising that so far Wall Street has been somewhat shielded from the downfall in cryptos, but as is usual, that remains to be seen if it'll get worse.
Twitter's decision-making is happening in real time for all to see again, this time over its new gray check marks versus its older blue check marks. Earlier today, the gray icon started appearing with the word official on certain accounts, like for news outlets and politicians, but then Elon Musk stepped in, posting that he killed the gray marks, saying that blue checks will be the, quote, greater leveler. Musk has said he wants to introduce an $8 a month subscription plan for users to have the blue mark that used to be used for verified users. Then, minutes later, a Twitter product manager tweeted a clarification. The gray check isn't dead. Twitter's just focusing on different accounts as part of the paid membership rollout. Okay, got it. Check. Check. Check.
Elon Musk held a Twitter Spaces event today, and over 100,000 people attended. Insider's Lara O'Reilly says he doubled down on his plans to sell Twitter blue checks.
He was also trying to assure brands that Twitter's a good place for them to advertise, that its content moderation policies haven't changed yet, it's striving to make Twitter software better so advertising is more relevant on the platform. He talked about a lot of concepts that I'm fairly sure prior Twitter execs were already working on, so more relevant ads, brand safety, elevating citizen journalism. But taking the initial temperature after the call, I'm not sure they're quite convinced just yet, according to the people that I spoke to.
What's better than winning the $2 billion Powerball jackpot? Beats me. But how's this for a consolation prize? The 75-year-old owner of the gas station that sold the winning ticket gets a $1 million bonus. The gas station also gets a banner, but the lottery officials didn't have signage for a jackpot so big, so they gave him one that says Millionaire Made Here and covered up the M in Millionaire with a hand-drawn B. Here at The Refresh from Insider, we have the news you need and want to know, always up to date. And hey, if you like what you hear, help us keep the sound waves on by telling other people to listen to the show. Florida is bracing for another hurricane. Tropical Storm Nicole is expected to strengthen to a Category 1 storm with winds up to 90 miles per hour when it hits the southeast coast around midnight tonight. Thousands of residents have been ordered to evacuate, with storm surge expected to reach 3 to 5 feet. It's even more bad timing also for NASA's Artemis 1 launch. Hurricane Ian and fuel leaks have delayed the unmanned moon mission since August. And now Nicole's Fury will set it back until at least Wednesday next week. But believe it or not, the rocket is staying put on the launch pad. NASA says it was designed to withstand extreme weather.
Adidas has cut its projected revenue for 2022 in half due to its decision to split with Kanye West. Adidas dropped the Yeezy brand just 2 weeks ago after the artist's anti-Semitic comments, so that, plus a big slowdown in demand from China and the cost of withdrawing from Russia, are drags on its income. The company's hopes are now on the new CEO, Bjørn Golden, who led rival Puma for the past decade. He starts January 1st.
Slavery was one of the issues on the ballot in Tuesday's election. Yep, you heard that right. That's because when the 13th Amendment abolished slavery, it made an exception for criminal punishment. 5 states voted on ballot measures to amend their state constitutions to outlaw forced labor in prisons: Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont. The measures passed everywhere but Louisiana, where the wording of the proposal was so confusing that one state rep who drafted it asked people to vote against it. The AP reports that the amendments could give rise to lawsuits over policies that punish incarcerated people for refusing to work. Voters in California overwhelmingly rejected 2 ballot measures to legalize sports betting in the state. One measure would have allowed betting in casinos controlled by Native American tribes. Another measure, introduced by sites like DraftKings and FanDuel and opposed by the tribes, would have allowed online betting. These factions were competing for billions of dollars in revenue and raised a combined $570 million for their campaigns, a national record for a ballot measure. 30 states have already given the go-ahead to sports betting, and the huge potential payday means this issue is unlikely to go away. Edison Research and the AP Votecast poll have a demographic breakdown from exit polls this election, and it's looking like white men and women are still reliably voting Republican, with Black and Latino voters skewing Democratic. Other findings: people with college degrees were more likely to vote blue, while families making more than $100,000 voted slightly more red. Almost 70% of single women voted for Democrats, and the party is still the choice of union households. And more than half of Gen Z, many of which were first-time voters, went for the Democratic Party. Now for a look into the ethical concerns around art created by artificial intelligence. You may have heard about these new types of sites like DALL-E from OpenAI, which is a company co-founded by Elon Musk. The way it works is you type in something like nude in the style of Picasso, and then the site uses AI to generate a unique image based on that prompt. And it's uncanny how Picasso-y that image looks. Well, now a number of artists have come forward to raise concerns about these platforms, and Insider's Bea Nolan is here to tell us what's so problematic for artists about this new tech. Bea, so where are these sites pulling the inspiration from to make this art?
Well, it's complicated in many places. Some are training off stock images, some are training off licensed images, but working artists have come forward with some issues around the fact that these programs are being trained on their work that they're still creating, and they didn't give permission for these software to be trained on.
Yeah, explain more about why these artists are concerned about this type of AI-generated art.
Well, I think there's a concern about the speed at which these generators can create images in their style. I think they're slightly concerned about how developed they're getting and how good the images are getting. Then none of them are really against the technology in principle, but I think there's an ethical concern that they weren't aware that their art was being used to train them. And I think artists put a lot of time and effort into developing their styles, and then they become known for their styles. And you can't copyright a style of art, you can only copyright a particular image. So it kind of feels like they have no protection for something that has taken a long time to develop and takes a long time to make a piece of art in their style. And now these generators can produce them in a matter of minutes or sometimes even seconds. And even if they're not up to standard, I can see how it would be quite concerning for them to be all over the internet. I spoke to one artist whose name was a more popular prompt on one of these AI art generators than Picasso, Da Vinci, and Vincent van Gogh. His name had been used to generate around 90,000 AI images on one of these generators. And people were posting them on Twitter and all over the place. And he just said it felt like something that was happening that was out of his control. He didn't know that his art was being used for these reasons.
No, it's fascinating because this is an artist who, unlike, you know, Da Vinci or Van Gogh, is still alive and is still, one would think, hoping to profit from their own art.
Yeah. I think that's such a huge concern for artists because although they're not losing out on commercial opportunities yet, it is concerning if instead of paying a fee for a working artist, you can get something that's not as good, but something that's vaguely in their style for basically nothing and use it for commercial purposes.
So copyrights apply, as it stands now and as I understand it, only to human-created things, not necessarily AI-created things. Based on your reporting, what would it take to change that?
Yeah, it's very unclear whether copyright rights will protect this new artwork. The US Copyright Office told us that they wouldn't protect works generated solely by artificial intelligence because it doesn't have the human authorship necessary to support a copyright claim. But it's unclear whether, you know, a person entering these search terms and working with these programs for a long time and editing those search terms and editing it stylistically, whether that would count as enough human authorship to copyright these images.
So what are you keeping an eye out for, B, as you continue reporting and looking at this phenomena?
So definitely whether or not these works start being used for commercial purposes and how the conversation around copyright develops. So definitely how those things progress, but also how much better they're getting. One artist was just said that, you know, in the last 2 or 3 months, it's got so much better, so much faster than he could have imagined. So I think his concern is if it keeps running at this speed, where will it take us? But yes, so it's not really in the hands of artists and in an artistic community at the moment. It's more so in the hands of tech companies. And I think artists are not feeling respected by that.
This is fascinating. B, thanks so much for chatting.
Thanks.
B Nolan is a business reporter at Insider.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the latest edition of The Refresh from Insider. And please leave us a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Thanks for listening to The Refresh from Insider.